Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. The Vikings play the Browns on Sunday. But before we get to that, we have some questions to answer. Let's get to the first one. It comes from Dan in Denver. Why are the Vikings so conservative in their play calling on first and second down? I think what Dan is getting to here is the frequency with which the Vikings run on early downs, which they do. It's about a 60% clip right now, but I'm okay with that. That is about eighth or ninth highest in the NFL, but you have the MVP in Adrian Peterson. He's our best offensive weapon. You need to use him. I see what Dan is saying, and the Vikings did mix some passes in on first down, especially in the second half against Chicago, but when you have Adrian Peterson, you got to use him. Let's go to the next question. It comes from Tom. Why did we keep kicking the ball to Devin Hester even after two long returns? It was frustrating to watch the special teams group leak yardage to Devin Hester, but the Vikings thought they had a good plan, and underneath Mike Prefer, the Vikings have done a nice job against Devin Hester over the past three seasons. So I'm sure they went into it with a plan and thought they could contain him. Unfortunately, the plan didn't work. The last kickoff, they pooched high in the air to keep it away from Hester, and that worked. That's not something you want to have to do all the time. You want to be able to trust your coverage units. The Vikings have a good coverage unit. It's just their plan didn't work on Sunday. Our next question comes from Jesse in Sydney, Australia. Why do you think Adrian Peterson has been slow out of the gates this season? Is it because he didn't play in the preseason? I don't think it's because he didn't play in the preseason, although that's a fair point to bring up. What I think it is the Vikings have played two really good run defenses. You look at the Detroit Lions with Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, and then you look at the Chicago Bears. We all know how good that defense is. They have Henry Melton and Steven Paya in the middle. So Adrian did have 100 yards rushing against Chicago, which is a good number to put up against that defense. I don't think there's anything wrong with Adrian. I think we missed Jerome Felton a little bit, and I think we've played two good rushing defenses. Hopefully, Adrian can get on track this Sunday against Cleveland, another good rushing defense, but we're playing at home, and I think Adrian is sitting on a big game. Our next question comes from Alex in Los Angeles. Plenty of positives to take from Sunday, even in a loss. What's one you think isn't getting enough attention? How about LaTroy Guyon? The young defensive tackle is really starting to play well for the Vikings. We've wanted to see this from him for a long time. He could be the guy who starts next to Kevin Williams. He did it last year, and I think he's got that spot nailed down this year too. He had a great game against Chicago, forced a fumble in the fourth quarter that almost allowed us to cinch the game. So I really liked how LaTroy Guyon played. I think he's being disruptive. I think he's good side to side, and I think he can get upfield. Hopefully the next step for him is pressuring the passer from the middle of the pocket. That can really disrupt the team's passing game. If LaTroy can do that, then I think he's going to have a great all-around game. Our next question comes from Chris in Utah. What do you think it would take for Kyle Rudolph to get more national coverage and notoriety? Well, I think he's gotten a fair amount already with the Pro Bowl MVP and 9 touchdowns last year. Only Rob Gronkowski had more touchdowns by a tight ends than Rudy last year. But if the Vikings can keep winning some games, they won 10 last year, if they can win 10 this year, 9 or 10 this year, make the playoffs, and if Rudy can get double-digit touchdowns, I think his popularity will go even higher. Our last question comes from Paul, the home of training camp, Mankato, Minnesota. Who are the Cleveland Browns' big threats on offense? There's two of them that you got to keep your eye on. One is Trent Richardson, their starting running back. He's going to remind a lot of people of a young Adrian Peterson because he's physical and punishing between the tackles, but he can also break away. The second is their tight end. His name is Jordan Cameron. The Browns have targeted Cameron 20 times already this season. He has 13 catches in those 20 targets for over 200 yards and a touchdown. He can get down the field, he can break tackles, and he's got great hands. He's also a pretty good blocker. So Vikings linebackers and safeties are going to have to watch out for Jordan Cameron. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but the email address at the bottom of your screen is open for more questions. Send them to us, and we'll include them in the next edition of the Pick 6. Vikings and Browns play this Sunday. You can catch the game. It'll be on CBS this week, but if you can't watch it, listen to it on the Vikings Radio Network, and stay tuned to Vikings.com all week because we have Vikings-Browns preview coverage nonstop.